Right now, we're going to dive into a Board of Education meeting recap as we have Director of Finance Stuart Simpson joining us, Communications Director Tina Smith joining us as well for the North Platte Public School District, and Angela joins us as a Board of Education member. Angela, good to see you in the studio again.
Good to see you.
Thanks for taking some time for us this morning, guys. And Stuart, you and I were talking, I think, a couple weeks ago at the Backyard Barbecue. Believe it or not, we're getting into crunch time. The legislative session is going to be coming up in just a couple of months.
That was one of the topics last night on the board agenda. And really, you don't think about a whole lot, especially when it's during this period of time. And next year, it'll probably be a little bit less. But because of election time, and we have, you know, half of the senators running, and talking about it, we have a chair for education committee, a chair for the revenue, and a chair and the speaker of the house, or the speaker of the legislature. When you see all of those positions up for vote, plus all of the members coming in, there's going to be a dynamic, and we don't want to say shift, but it's going to be interesting to see what happens coming after this this election process, as well as what's going to happen in the legislature. So, you know, we're going to be watching that intensely.
Is Senator Linehan, or not Senator Linehan, excuse me, Senator Walls up for re-election? You said education chair?
Yes, because every 2 years they have to go through an election process to be a chair for 2 years. So in that, she will be up for chair again, but in the process, she's going to have to run again.
As the chair for the education committee.
As the chair for the speaker, and Hilders is running for
attorney general.
Right. Yep. So it'll be a new one there. And then Linehan has to run for the revenue committee also.
Three of the utmost importance for the entire state and education perspective as well. So,
when I put it on education, it's not only K-12, but obviously it's the University of Nebraska and all other educational institutions watching what's going on.
Absolutely. Angela, anything on the agenda from last night's meeting that really stood out to you that we should inform the public about?
Well, we did just go over the budget. We had the budget hearing this last month, and so it was kind of good to go over it and look into the future year coming. A little bit of disappointment that we didn't have a lot of people coming and watching that meeting and being involved. So there's my spiff to people. Come to meetings.
And it's live streamed as well. Folks can watch virtually, right?
It is. So that's very helpful.
Yeah, awesome.
And that might be why there weren't people in the seats. I don't know how many.
That might help, too.
We're live streaming it, yeah.
It's more comfortable to do it from home than it is from the McKinley.
True. The chairs. But we can't hear you if you're just live streaming.
Exactly, yeah.
You can't talk and give us your input.
So. And important, too, to reach out to the Board of Education members that represent your respected area before and after the meetings, too, just as much as being present at the meetings to have comment when it's welcome.
Amen.
So,
yes.
Stuart, we did have the budget hearings last month over the McKinley Education Center, and Angela mentioned there was a recap of, or kind of some discussion on the budget last night.
You know, every month, number one, we go over the financial position of the district. But first and foremost, we were talking about our enrollment for this next year, because the official enrollment will be coming out at the end of this month, which really does drive our state aid for the 23-24 school year. So every month, we look at, in the Finance Committee, budget items that we need to be aware of, as well as bringing it to the Board of Education. So when we go into budget season in August and September, we've done a 12-month review of the budget, so we're prepared for it. So we have the hearing in August on expenditures, and then we had the new joint public hearing that was set up by Senator Hansen, LB 644, and in the process, it really gave us a short time frame to have the hearing, then have, you know, our Board of Education take action on our expenditures as well as our property taxes, and then having to get that into the Department of Ed, the State Auditor's Office, and the county on a timely basis, because everything was a crunch time on September 30th, which it'll be a discussion item in the legislature. I know this next year, I don't know where it will be, but all of our counties have heard, a lot of people have come out and expressed concerns, so it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, some sort of adjustments, or maybe a cleanup bill. Something's going to be discussed on the legislative floor, I would imagine, in a committee.
Right.
So.
Right.
Anything else from the board meeting last night you guys wanted to bring up?
Yeah, so we had our board members vote on a schedule change, Tristan, for this year, and that schedule change will take place on for Mental Health Day on November 22nd.
Oh, cool.
So that's where our juniors and seniors go in and just learn some really critical topics about life in general, how to deal with anxiety, dating, that sort of thing. So on that day, the freshmen and sophomores will be excused from the building unless they feel like that's something that they need to join in. They can reach out to their building administrators and talk to them about getting to come to that day.
And this is important. You said it's juniors and seniors participating in this. Mm-hmm. I think that's perfect age to really focus in on, because they're going to learn things that are going to help them to better their education careers, but also to benefit them when they join the workforce.
Absolutely. And it just kind of builds capacity, fills your toolbox up a little bit mm-hmm. for when those stressors come. They may not be there today, but, you know, in 6 months, things change. We know that rapidly in this adulting world.
If they're not there, they're coming.
They're coming. Just hang tight. But it's good to have those things in your toolbox and to know where those resources lie as you move through life. And then the other schedule changes for March 21st, and that's for ACT and pre-SAT. Pre-ACT. And so we will have no freshmen or seniors at school on those days.
Interesting.
Yeah. So those two were voted on, and unanimously our board supported both Mental Health Day and ACT.
I think a couple of items of the utmost importance, Angela.
Yeah, that Mental Health Day is absolutely amazing. Coming from a parent's perspective, sure. Last year my daughter was like, ugh, do I have to go to this? It's so dumb. And now she's in college, and she's like, you know, I actually am kind of referencing back to that day.
Yeah.
And so I'm very glad that they're hearing it at school and at home, because you can't hear some of those things enough.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Absolutely.
It's very awesome.
Other news for the school district, Tina, mobile food pantry today, right?
Mobile food pantry today, 1 o'clock until all the food is gone, and that's over at North Platte High School. And then we've got teams just going wild right now. We've got some teams at state, so I think we were at state golf, and then Angela and I were just talking about cross country doing a few things.
Districts on Thursday. Go Dogs.
Go Dogs and tennis. And then right around the corner, winter sports are kicking off.
Oh, believe it or not. Right. You could kind of tell that it's coming, though, with the chill in the air.
It's great. Isn't it beautiful fall weather?
It's something. It's something, Tina.
Well, the colors are nice.
Yeah, we're enjoying it. We're enjoying it a little bit. Kind of that time of the year where you might need a jacket in the morning, you might have the car heater on, and then in the afternoon, no jacket, you might have the AC on even for crying
out. Absolutely. Right. Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
Another thing last night was we had the Bulldogs of the Month come. So
that
was
yes,
our first time
yes,
this year.
Thank
we got
you, Angela.
To see Colton Telford and Natalie Sexton, which
awesome.
We're very proud of them. It's really great to see when kids get to come to meetings and we get to hear about them and what they're planning for their future.
Yeah. I think that's got to be a highlight of the meetings, wasn't it?
It is. It really is. I love that.
Awesome. Guys, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
No, we just want to say thank you to our families and our patrons for supporting North Platte Public Schools. And one final piece is that parents for Parent-Teacher Conference, which is coming up next week, Tristan, get to your buildings, support your kiddos, hear mm-hmm. what your teachers have to say about what's going on in the classrooms, and then we'll have a communication survey there waiting for
you. Cool.
So we just really want to know how we can connect with you better, families. So fill that out. Let us know. It's a quick little survey, but other than that, get there for your parent-teacher conference and see how you can support your kiddos in the classroom.
Awesome. Tina, Angela, Stewart, appreciate the time. Good to see you guys in the studio this morning.
Thanks,
Tristan. Thank you very much.